Utah Technology Council President and CEO John Notwell says a Fortune 100 company building one of 10 nationwide data centers in Utah is a big step forward. He says this move is evidence that Utah is becoming a tech-friendly state.
I think there are a lot of reasons why any company would want to move here. We have a young, vibrant workforce. We have a high quality of life with easy access to recreation, a commitment at the government level to keep regulation low, to make investments in education and infrastructure.
The data center will employ about 30 to 50 people, and the project is receiving a $150 million tax incentive. But Notwell says it doesn't mean Facebook won't continue to grow in Utah.
If we take their most recent placement in Los Alamos, you know, they're working on their next big investment in that economy. So, they're going to put in $750 million worth of capital investment in Utah, just in the construction of the facility and the development of the land. $100 million in infrastructure out to that 400-acre site, which, you know, for a data center, you don't really need 400 acres. I mean, you can see that that area will blossom. There will be additional jobs created out there, maybe not even just because of Facebook. I mean, other companies will likely have incentive now to move out there since they won't have to make the investment in those areas.
In a statement by Facebook, the company picked the site because of the availability of renewable energy, local workforce, and community support. Construction is expected to be complete by 2020. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Bronson Tykert.